Hi, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, this is Charlie.
Charlie.
How's it going?
Oh, Charlie, the butcher. No, Charlie, from,
Google Flash?
Yeah. Oh, yo, you got my email this morning?
Yeah, I got your email and I read it, so I just was,
Did it give you a chuckle?
Did it what?
Did you chuckle a little bit at it? Did you think it was funny?
I did. I thought it was funny with the shrimp.
like you probably started out, you're like, oh dude, what does this asshole want? And then like you got into it and like if you read it, you're like, all right, you know what? I can't really be mad at this guy.
No, I'm not mad at you at all. I just want to make sure that you're okay too, because I had an understanding and I misunderstood you, so I wanted to apologize first.
Yeah, so I think, so basically last night, just to give you like a little idea of what's going on, I was up like, I literally was up all night. I mean, I crushed a job yesterday. I mean, I finished at like 11 or midnight, but, and then I was up with like trying to, I set up the Facebook and Instagram. And then, you know, we were talking, I got to do all that stuff. And then I set up my Google page, and I was, I was trying to, like, verify my Google page, and it took me so long, so I was really flustered. And then I just popped open the email, so I was kind of, like, just freaking out in a weird spot, so I didn't mean to like sound crazy, but I did mean like the gist of it was like, yeah, I definitely am not looking for ads right now.
Okay, so I know like when we talked, I just the $249 price, what I did for you is like I basically gave you the bundle for the Facebook for the price of the SEO. The only thing that we would do for that is spread that out onto Facebook. So that way we can target people. We could target people, that's searching your services on Google. We could target them back on Facebook. So you're not paying an additional $100. It's just a $249.
No, I know that, but I specifically don't want.
Okay. You specifically don't want to retarget people through Facebook?
Correct. Like, I think I remember when we had that little conversation about, like, how I didn't want it to pop up as a sponsor or ads or, like, or any of that. I'm not going for ads right now, if that makes any sense. I'm trying to just, what I was looking for more was just strictly
the SEO.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
I didn't want to be like, I'm thinking, like I said, I'm thinking super small, and I don't want to start off like blasting ads.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, let me look at this ad and then see zero pixels and be like, what is now it looks like a cat.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what not, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's did like a profile and like it has good reviews and they're all people. Like, I really do like my paintings like flawless, like, and pictures. Like, but it's like if you get like that, those fake accounts where it's like, I'm sure hot, how to do it. It's like, hey, I want to sleep with you. And you're just like, well, there's no way this is real.
Right. No, that's totally fine if you want to do that. I know like businesses like that we put on.
So sorry to cut you off, but like I'm just like between me and you, I'm charging around $1.50 a foot, and that's paint included, which is like pretty cheap.
Like, right. Well, that's so why. Like,
If I were to come out with ads, it would also look like, oh, this guy's, like, undercutting, trying to, like, undercut people. And, like, the reality of it is, like, I just want to start small.
Right.
The only reason I'm doing it at this price is because I'm paying for these fucking leads and managing lists. As soon as I can drop that, I'm going to do it. But right now, that price is just so I can secure jobs right now, build a profile, and then once I can charge $2.50, $3 a foot, then I can start fucking blasting ads when I have, like, hundreds of reviews. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, when I'm a full-blown company and it's nice and perfect.
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand what you want to do.
Like, I'm not even showing up. I literally started Reagan painting, and it's like pictures of Ronald Reagan.
I know. I did the same thing when I looked your business up.
I'm like, well, I have to change my name now.
Yeah. So that's what we're gonna do with your Google Business profile. Is we're going to create one, help you create one, and then get you verified, and then populate you to that first page. Like I said before in our conversation, it's not like it's a flip of a switch or a flip of a button. That is a slow process. So that's 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page of Google, like I said last time. That's why what we do is to get you customers quickly and for pretty cheap. We just allocate from the $249 $100. So that way you can get Facebook ads rolling out. Now, I understand what you're saying. I was just taking you through the process again of how we do it. I basically gave you the SEO package for the package above, which is the Facebook ads as well. So if you don't want us to allocate that $100 and you want us to just solely focus on the SEO for right now, that's totally fine. We can definitely do that. And then we can circle back to that. Like you said, when you're charging $2 or $3 a foot, now we can start populating you into Facebook if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, is there any way, like, could I, like, would I be able to just have that, like, maybe a credit for later on that, like, once I get, like, maybe licensed and insured and all that, like I said, I'm probably, like, it's going to be soon, like, in the next month or two. And, I mean, if...
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep it the same price here. Okay, so I'm not going to change it. So what would, because the SEO is basically what you're paying for right now. So I gave you the Facebook ads at the SEO price, right? So like I said, usually we charge like $5.99 for this package. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just make a note here. He's not ready for Facebook ads yet. Just focus on SEO. And then when you are, instead of bumping you up to a higher price for Facebook ads, we're just going to keep you at that and then spread your money out longer.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. It'll just be like a credit in a way almost.
It would just be a credit. Yeah. That's all it's going to be. Yeah. So I'll make a note here. And did you do your CI yet or no? Your client onboarding?
So client onboarding. No, that's tomorrow. So, yeah, dude, I was just like.
Okay.
There's just been so much going on, and like, I'm like, dude, and I'm like trying to make it, so I'm trying to make this, I'm trying to verify my Google account, and I'm like, that's probably why these companies exist, because people can't figure out how to verify the Google. It was like ridiculous, dude. And then
it
was crazy. I'm like, so I think I verified, like, it took me, like, I literally had to read like 10 pages of directions.
Mm-hmm.
On how to do it. Like, I don't know if you've ever, you obviously probably are familiar with the process and how, like, kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I am. Some of our clients takes, I mean, without a Google Channel partner, you can get verified, but it's a long process, right? So it's not like tomorrow you're going to be verified. They are going to send you something in the mail. So we'll be able to check on if you're verified or not, and then we'll be able to see, like, where the process is, where you're at. So we'll be able to say, like, okay, cool, you just submitted everything to Google, so now we're in the process of then sending you that PIN verification code in the mail. Some of our clients, when they try to get verified themselves, it takes them 3 to 6 months just to get verified.
Oh, really? Because I'm saying, it said It said verifying your business. This might take a few minutes.
Yeah. That process might take a few minutes, but then just to, they're going to send you something in the mail. You might have to do a phone verification because it's a long process. Google's getting very strict on just who they allow on Google now. So they've,
right.
In the last 2 months, they've actually told us that it's a longer process than before where it was just like a snap of a finger and you had your Google business profile. So that's why it's kind of confusing for the public because Google doesn't deal with the public. And then if you try to call Google, I mean, good luck.
It's like, wow, they're pretty smart. Like,
yeah.
You're not.
That's why they, yeah, that's why they had their Google Channel partners like us. So we're the ones that deal with the public. Unless your name is Coca-Cola and you have your own Google rep yourself, that's the only way that, like, you could talk to Google directly. But other than that, they have...
I was typing in the Google search bar like it was a person. I'm like, can you please tell me how to get to my business account? And these are Google searches I was doing last night, dude. Like, I was literally up all... I haven't slept. I drove myself, like, absolutely bonkers. Because, you know, it's like a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
When you're talking to Google into the fucking search bar, and I'm just like, this is crazy, dude. Like, and then I was kind of bugging out because I'm like, oh, shit, I just gave all of my information to Local Flash. I hope they didn't just, like, steal my, like, business page or whatever, but I don't know. I mean,
no, it's all yours. We're creating it for you.
Okay, I was probably bugging out and like, but I, and then I like, cause I researched it a little bit, cause I pretty much just like went on you guys with a whim without doing any research, and then I researched and like 90% of the reviews were good, and then like some of them were like, it's a scam, so I sort of like, started questioning, but I mean, I'm sure the people that had bad experiences were just like, didn't do it.
Well, I mean, a lot of our bad experience on there are just people that haven't even used our service or our reviews. People that haven't used our service. Some of them have, and you know, we keep it out in the open because we're not a perfect company. There are some times that the ball, you know, slips through the crack, but we always reach out and try to make it better for our customers, so that way we can have a better experience for the next customer. That's why we've been in business for 20 years. but when we help you build your Google business profile, that is yours. That is not ours. That is strictly yours. You get to always keep your reviews. You get to keep your Google business profile. That is all registered under you.
Okay.
We just help you get you verified, and
you won't be able to go in and change things or do it, or you'll have to get my like permission or something like that.
Yeah, so you're just gonna give us access to it, and then access is like you're just gonna add us on as a partner. So we're just gonna manage it. That's it. But the sole owner of it will be you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. That makes sense.
And then tomorrow for your onboarding call, my guys are going to take you step by step on how to get that verified. So that way we can send it out to the right address, the PIN verification, and we can get that very quickly. So then we can tell Google, hey, Dan is a real guy and he has a real business. He's not just a PO robot with a PO box. And then they're like, oh, okay, great. Sounds good. And then that's when you get verified, and then we start populating you to the first page of Google.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because so it gave me, I don't know if you've heard this before, but it gave me a PIN number.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a text, and then I didn't know where, like, maybe I can try it again, but, like, I've never had that hard of a time to enter a PIN number, and then maybe it was because I was on my phone and not
It's okay. It's confusing. It's not, they don't make it an easy process. They make it a very tough process for.
Yeah, it's crazy. So am I paying for you guys to just manage the account, or is there, like, I don't really, to be honest with you, I don't really understand the OES completely.
Yeah, so the SEO, so you're paying for us to help you create the profile, one, and then two, you're going to pay for us to populate that to the first page. So that comes down to getting reviews, that comes down to getting analytical clicks, that comes down to also making sure you're populating for the most searched services that you offer in your area. So we're going to populate you, and we're going to constantly keep going. It's like a horse race. It's nonstop.
What is, like, what do you mean by pot? Like, sorry if I'm being annoying, but I'm literally trying to, like, wrap my head around what. Like, I was also on the phone with my buddy who and he was explaining it kind of, and basically he got as far as, like, algorithms, and that's where neither of us knew what the fuck we were even talking about anymore. Like, I don't even really understand it myself, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to explain. Let me just put it this way. It is an algorithm on the first page of Google. So everybody is trying to populate their Google business profile to the first page. Okay. Now, with a Google Channel business profile, well, with a Google Channel partner like us, we are able to see how many searches are happening, so we can put that service of interior painting in front of everybody else. So that way we can populate you. So when somebody searches interior painting, your business comes up on the first page.
Oh, okay.
So if you're not constantly optimizing your Google business profile, you end up falling off of that first page.
Okay.
So typically when somebody falls off that first page, they either had a Google Channel partner themselves and they canceled their service with them and they ended up falling off first page, or they upgraded their package and that's why it was a spot available in your area, and that's why we called you.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, like the web stuff, I mean, it's a little out of my league, so that's why I definitely, like, I turned on all the notification, like, so when I set up my business profile, I turned on all notifications, like, I literally was, like, okay, message me through Google, so, like, I'm hoping that, like, because I like to do things myself, you know what I mean, like, if I can do something, I probably will, so, like, if I can keep up on myself, I will.
Yeah, I understand. But, like, my guys, tomorrow, my tech team, they're going to walk you through so that way you can set it up correctly. And then also, too, we're going to start the process of populating you to the first page. Obviously, once your Google is verified with Google, your Google business profile, we got to make sure it's verified correctly.
All right, yeah, the tech guys are really explaining. I'm sorry, I forgot that you're here.
No, it's okay. You're okay.
Dude, I'm drinking a red eye right now, too. Like, I got, like, 3.5 shots of espresso in me, and it's probably, what, 7 a.m. over there. You're probably like, what the fuck? Why is this my first call of the day?
No. If I can help you understand something and make sure that you're good on our end and you're good on your end, that way we can get your onboarding call done, and then we can start populating it to the first page. I want this to be an easy process for you. So,
okay.
The stuff is hard. Just let us, yeah, we're going to get it done for you. We'll get it done right. That way, like, in the first month, it's not this big headache.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Thank you for calling me. And, like, I mean, I hope I wasn't too crazy sounding. Like, I just kind of was like,
no, I enjoyed it.
I was like, it's a personal thing how much I hate ads as well. And, like,
okay.
If, like, honestly, like, if I can get away with, I don't even know if, like, I would ever even want ads. You know what I mean? If there's any other way that I can, so, you know about, like, push-pull marketing.
Sure.
So it's like there's two different ways you can go about it. You can either push your whatever product or service on people, or you can draw them into you. And I'm more of, like, when I say more, like, I'm, like, 100% on the pull side of marketing. So, like, for me, I would rather have people fighting in line to try and get to me rather than me fighting to get to every person on the street. Like, because I know that I'm doing this, like, I'm doing a professional job at the lowest possible rate available right now. So, like, I'm also in a painter's union. Like, I could go paint.
Oh, nice.
Actually. Yeah, like, this isn't just something, like, I pulled out of my butt. Like, you know?
Right.
I mean, I could literally, like, if this doesn't work out, I would literally just go to the union hall, and my journeyman rate is like $31 an hour plus benefits. So like, there is a lot more than just, oh, I'm gonna go slap some paint out. It was like a well thought out thing, and I don't want to be like this is like, I'm putting my, and that's why I put my last name in the company, cause like, it's going to be like, it's not going to be a fly by night. Like, I'm
going to
come and do a shitty job, charge as much as I can, and then bounce. Like, I'll charge a super fair price and like hook everyone the fuck up. And then before you know it, like, people will be like in line, like waiting to call me. You know what I mean? And I don't want to, like,
yeah.
It's almost like I don't want to like blow my cover in the way and be like, oh, hey, I'm offering this for this price. Like, I'd rather just be like, dude, I can hook you up, tell your friends, like, you know, that's kind of, there's just multiple ways you can go about it, and, you know, this is like, I mean,
yeah.
this is my thing, like, dude, I have my actual real last name on it, so, like, I'm not trying to, like, just throw it around and have, like,
no, you want it to be a real company. So that's what we're going to help you do, because it's like, even like you're talking about here, right? So once we get the Google profile up and running and you start accumulating those customers with reviews and now people are raving about you, that's where it's going to be able to stand in line. Because now when they look for interior painting in your area, they're going to be able to find you and they're going to be able to see the quality work that you do.
Like, that's all I want, just for people to be able to find me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just want my shit to be pop up. When, like, if someone searches Reagan painting, I want them to be able to find me in the midst of 1,000 Ronald Reagan pictures.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
I want there to be, like, a few Ronald Reagans that they have to sift through, and then they'll find me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're definitely going to find you on the map. But it'll show only if they're searching for Reagan painting, is all those Ronald Reagan pictures will pop up. But how this works is they would type in your services, because obviously they don't know who you are yet. So then now your Reagan paintings will populate on that first page for the services that they type in.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's cool. As long as I can get up there, so... Yeah, man, I mean, that made me feel a lot better. A ton of your time.
No, the pleasure's all mine. I have an open door policy, so if you ever have any concerns or questions, you can always reach back out to me with an email, and I can call you whenever I have a chance. You caught me in the morning, so I was like, all right, let me call Dan and see what's going on.
Hopefully I will be able to bring a smile to your face, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, you already have. You already have. I read the email and I was like, okay, that was funny. And I was like, all right, let's see how he wants to go about this. But I did let my team know that to just allocate the $100 for the $249 to just the SEO services, and that's it. So we won't be when we do the onboarding, we won't be asking you about Facebook or anything like that. We're just going to make sure everything is set up correctly with Google. So that way, you don't have any more headaches.
Yeah. Like, dude, it's so weird, dude, because, like, I mean, there are so many scams and shit, like, on Facebook. Like, I know how to operate a Facebook, and, like, it's small right now, but, I mean, I got my friends on there, and, like, people have no problem finding me on that, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I have a domain there, but, like you said, I want people to be able to find me, like, organically through Google, so...
Yeah, so we're definitely going to get you there. And then I already sent this out to my tech team with your account here with me. So they already know. So tomorrow when they call you, they're going to call you at 11.
Okay.
They're going to call you at 11 on that 877 number. So be sure to answer it. And then they're just going to make sure everything that you've already submitted is correct. And then they're going to make sure that we obviously expedite that process so we can get you verified in that 30 to 45 days.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
All right. Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Like a relief.
If you have any other questions or concerns, call me or email me and then I can always answer them. All right.
Okay, cool. And, by the way, my older sister, Katie, works at Yelp. Like she's worked at Yelp for like 10 years. So, I mean, you know, going down the road, if everything goes well and everything, you know, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you, like, would have something in common. So, I mean, you know, if it all works out and, like, down the road, if it ends up working and I stick with you guys, you know, you can, like, I'll introduce you to her and, like, you know, maybe you guys can just, you know, kind of whatever. I don't really know what would happen, but she's in the industry, so it's like, you know, might be cool to meet someone like that or something.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Does she like working at Yelp? What does she do
there? So she started out, she's explained this to me like 10 times. So she builds like things to give to the people to pitch, I guess. So she builds, every time she tells me, I'm just like, I just don't even know what that means. But it's like, she was in sales.
Uh-huh.
And then she's explained it like a couple times. And
she's probably like a sales manager then.
Something she gives, she said she like builds, things for the sales team to pitch to people. I don't know.
Oh, so she probably she's probably a sales manager where she builds like a sales script for them or something like that.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Because she's been there for like 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, she's literally, I got a call. Every time I call her, it's like we talk for an hour about just, because she's in Pennsylvania. And I'm in, Buffalo, New York. But, so we'll just end up chatting about family stuff. And it's like, I'm not even going to bother her with, oh, hey, let's talk about Yelp. But eventually I'm going to, like, maybe I'll go visit her so I can have, like, more time and I'm going to get that. Yeah, I'll get my Yelp page up, you know, eventually. And
That'll be good. That'll be good, too. So, which would be awesome for you to be on that. So I've sent everything over, Dan. We're good on this end. Do you have any other questions or anything like that I can answer for you?
No. So just, I mean, I guess the tech guy will take it from there tomorrow.
Yeah. So tech's going to take it over from there tomorrow. Like I said, they're going to walk you through that process, verify everything is correct, and then make sure that everything has been sent to them correctly. Once it is,
okay,
we're golden from there. We're just going to wait for Google to verify you. If they do send that PIN verification in the mail, then we just have to wait for that. If you still have that PIN that they've sent you through text message, bring it up to them in the tech meeting tomorrow, and then they'll be able to let you know if that's something that they can use or if they have to make sure that, you know, obviously the PIN verification coming through the mail is a lot more effective.
Okay, so
pretty much the tech guy will walk me through it tomorrow, so I won't really have to.
Yeah, he's going to walk you through step by step.
Okay, so I probably won't be, like, talking to you about that or whatever.
Yeah,
you're just my sales guy, pretty much.
I'm just your point of contact. They do all the tech stuff in the back, like, you know, optimize your page, talk to Google, and everything like that. So.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. Well, hey, it was a pleasure. Thank you for calling me back, and, you know, hope it all works out.
Yeah, no problem, Dan. I'll talk to you soon, okay? I'll have my guys call you tomorrow.
All right, cool, man. Thanks.
No
okay, awesome. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, bye.